With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans pass a bill to require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On this vote, the yeas are 221, the nays are 198. The bill is passed.
House Republicans and a handful of Democrats on Wednesday approved a bill that seeks to expand the proof of citizenship requirements to vote in federal elections and impose voter roll purge requirements on states, legislation that has been touted by former President Trump. H.R. 8281, sponsored by Chip Roy of Texas, cleared the chamber with five Democrats voting yes. It now heads to the Senate, where it's all but certain to be ignored amid opposition from Democrats. President Biden has vowed to veto the bill. Speaker Mike Johnson argued on the House floor Wednesday that the legislation is necessary because non-citizens have voted in U.S. elections, despite it being illegal to do so. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Russia has declared a Russian newspaper as undesirable amid a crackdown on criticism.
Russia has declared that the Moscow Times newspaper is an undesirable organization. It was designated as a foreign agent late last year. The new designation means the newspaper, which is popular with those in Russia's expat community, must stop work of any kind in Russia. It also subjects any Russian who cooperates with the paper to up to 5 years in prison. The Moscow Times already moved its editorial operations out of Russia in 2022 after the passage of a law imposing stiff penalties for material regarded as discrediting the Russian military and its war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It may take days to fully bring back power after Hurricane Beryl slammed into Texas early Monday. Frustrations grew about the recovery effort in one of the largest cities in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 429 points, the Nasdaq rose 218. This is SRN News. Another look at declining fertility.
Thanks to abortion and declining interest in family, women in the world's leading industrialized nations are having fewer children. The United States fertility rate has been below replacement levels for at least a decade. And now the Pew Research Center reports that at least 14 countries would have recorded declining populations last year had it not been for their open-door immigration policies, which managed to stave off the decline. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israel's Holocaust Museum is opening a conservation facility in Jerusalem that will preserve, restore, and store its more than 45,000 artifacts and artworks. It will also provide organization and storage for the museum's 225 million pages of documents and 500,000 photographs. The vast new building includes five floors of underground storage that was dedicated this week. This is SRN News. The involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin and the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins heard its first witnesses today.
The first two witnesses called in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial were officers who worked for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, who were the first on the scene. The lapel camera from Nicholas LaFleur showed cinematographer Helena Hutchins looking unconscious after she had been shot from a gun Baldwin was pointing during a scene setup. Footage from Tim Benavidez's lapel camera showed him securing the gun and dealing with the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was upset. The trial is expected to last 9 days.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta reporting. Authorities say a pilot died when a single-engine firefighting aircraft crashed into a Montana reservoir while scooping up water to fight a nearby blaze. The crash happened at Hauser Reservoir. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.